Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to the season finale of D-Time, and it's been a while since we wrapped up season one, but I thought, you know, now's the perfect time to wrap things up on season one. At the time of this recording, the world, or most of the world, is in quarantine due to the COVID-19 or coronavirus, and a lot of folks are hunkered down and, you know, quarantine, social distancing, and I thought it would be a great time to sit back and reflect on season one, and just reflect in general. So thanks for joining. If you haven't listened to season one, please check them out. D-Time was essentially a project of mine that I wanted to start where I just sat down and talked with people in my circle of influence or just friends lists, etc., and just pick their brains on various topics, and just recorded them, and that project turned into a podcast, and that podcast turned into D-Time with David Jackson. So that's where it originated, and as I sit back and think about season one, it's pretty cool just to be able to create something from the ground up. I received a lot of feedback, folks that were encouraged, that listened to the episodes and got something out of it. So that was really cool. People from that I didn't even know reached out and shared their thoughts on the podcast, which is really cool. And I think there are a couple questions that I'm gonna ask myself for this season finale. The first one, you know, what did I learn? I think the biggest takeaway that I took from it is that we all have experiences and knowledge and areas of expertise that are pretty profound. You know, I sat down and talked to different folks about subjects that were near and dear to their heart, and I came away just feeling really taken aback by just how the depth and of experience and knowledge that folks had in their topics, and there are a lot of great insights that were shared, great tools and takeaways that came from the different conversations. So that I would say was the biggest takeaway, and you know, that kind of coincides with, you know, the people that I interviewed. If I would do anything differently, I think, you know, now that I kind of got a lot of experience, you know, interviewing people and doing podcasts, I think it would be pretty cool to do video interviews. Obviously, you know, if anyone's out there listening that wants to, you know, help beef up the budget here, we definitely would appreciate it. But no, it would be cool to do some video interviews, and, you know, kind of with the technology that's out there, and maybe even do some more in-person interviews that are recorded. But who knows? If season two ever happens, that'll perhaps that'll be a concept that we can do. my favorite interviews, you know, obviously all of them, honestly, all of them were great. But I'd be remiss if I didn't, you know, if I didn't mention these. I was able to sit down with my oldest son and my oldest daughter, David and Talia, and just talk to them just about random things about being a kid. That's something that I enjoyed a lot. And I think, you know, something that's there permanently, you know, when they get older, they can listen to those and, you know, laugh. And it's something that's documented. Obviously, sitting down and talking with my wife is another thing that I love doing. That's another shared experience that we can look back on and laugh about. But all in all, great experience. For those that have listened, thank you. If you haven't listened to all of them, please check them out. They're very short. I think 20 minutes max, so you can knock them out really quick, and especially during these times. Can knock out the whole first season really quick, but please check it out. You can follow D-Time on Twitter, Instagram, at D-Time Podcast, and where podcasts can be found. Thank you so much for all the folks that have listened, tuned in. Thank you again for everyone that took the time to sit down and do an interview. It's really, really appreciated. And cross your fingers for season two. Maybe we might run it back and have a second season. And if you'd like to be interviewed or if you have something that you want to talk about, please hit me up on social media or send me an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Thanks. Peace. Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.